Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Mel's mom always joins us to read complaint email for the month of August. Don't forget, download the Odyssey app, create a login, and you could get your chance at your piece of $100,000 just for listening to Bubba Show on the Odyssey app. How unbelievable is that?
That's some money.
Unbelievable.
That's some money.
I'm Ma, complaint email number two. This one's about your daughter.
Bubba, for the first time, I have your back. I was always on Melanie's side when it came to defending her on how much you pick on her. There was actually a period of time where I stopped listening to your show because Melanie was always picked on. That has all changed. I listened to the week that Melanie was on vacation. It was a breath of fresh air, but there was no fighting or arguing on the air. Then Melanie returns and it hit me like a ton of bricks. It is actually Melanie gaslighting you. For example, on Monday you started telling a story about your weekend. Melanie jumped in without being asked and took the conversation over and made it about herself. You were quiet and finally said something, and she said, "I guess you just cut me off and won't let me talk." It was at that moment I realized that it was actually her doing it and reflecting on you. It happened at least three other times that I heard on the air last week, and it turns into her somehow spinning it like you are the one who's doing it. I bought into it for years, but no longer. I'm officially Team Bubba. This is from Kelly. Well, Kelly, you know, they argue and fight like a married couple, their work wife and husband, or a brother and sister. They do that a lot. And both of them have been known to jump in and take over a conversation. And I think that's part of their on-air banter. I wouldn't think of this too seriously. You know, I think both of them are guilty of that. But Melanie, can you get back into Kelly's good graces?
I mean, maybe. I guess I should try.
And by the way,
Team Bubba now.
I think you do that a little bit. Now that I think about it, I'll give you an example that just happened this morning.
Okay.
I post every morning some inspirational thing at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I post a picture and I say something inspirational of the sky because I love the sky. And there were like five or six really, really positive, uplifting comments. And Melanie chose to pull out the one comment that was negative about me and read that one on the air.
That you had bad grammar?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't read it on the air. That was off the air.
Oh, I thought you did it on the air.
Absolutely not on the air.
Oh, so she does it on and off the air.
I did it off the air. Bad grammar.
I never noticed that.
Now you have to start paying attention like Kelly.
Yeah, just one thing, you know, I'd mentioned to both of you about the objective case, but I don't think you have bad grammar, Bubba.
Oh, I do. Oh, no. And
yeah,
by the way,
and Melanie and I.
I would like to also say that I do it as well. So Melanie is not alone in this. I also try to poke and prod at her to get reaction out of her.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely do. Although I think we do it too much, so I've made a concerted effort to not do it. Because I got this email last week, and after thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I think this person, the one thing I'm taking away from it is I do think we argue and fight too much on the air and poke at each other too much on the air, and I'm making a concerted effort to do significantly less of that.
Well, that's good, but you know what? That's part of the banter, and that's part of your
persona. No doubt.
Persona.
I just think we have to do less. In my opinion, we have to do less of it.
Well, there.
There you go.
Kelly should be happy then.
See that?
Thanks, Kelly.
There you go. All right, Ma. One more, and this one's about me.
Oh boy.
And this one, by the way, is the nastiest of them all.
Oh, great.
With complaint email.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.